This is one of my favorite Sundays of the church year, Good Shepherd Sunday, because I get to share with all of you my vast knowledge of sheep and shepherding. I know absolutely nothing. I'm a city boy. All I know about shepherding, what I hear in the gospel, I love the holy card of the Good Shepherd with Jesus carrying the lamb in the midst of the sheep. It's a beautiful image, but I have no experience in that. I'm trusting the gospel that shepherds are unique individuals, that they will do anything, absolutely anything, for their sheep, to keep their sheep safe, not like a hired hand who is only looking after themselves. I've heard that the relationship of sheep and shepherd is unique. They used to keep various flocks together in one corral, but they could separate the sheep because the sheep knew their shepherd's voice. And they would go to that voice. But I still have a hard time with this image of the Good Shepherd because it is beyond my experience. And so I have to let my imagination run wild. I have to look for other ways to connect with that image of the Good Shepherd. My image of the Good Shepherd, it goes back to my childhood, probably about 6 years old, 7 years old, in New Jersey, going shopping with my grandfather. Went to the grocery store, ShopRite in Ocean Township. Have you been there? Anyway, we're in the store, going up and down the aisles, and periodically something would catch my attention. And finally, we went down the aisle with all the comic books. So I had to stay and peruse a little bit. And I looked around, and my grandfather was gone. He was lost. My grandmother was going to kill me. And so I went to look for him, search for him. Ran down the back of the store, looking down all of the aisles, didn't find him. Starting to panic as I ran down the front, looking up all the aisles. Absolute panic. Tears welling up in my eyes. I didn't know what to do. And then I heard the most beautiful sound in the world. My grandfather calling out to me. Turned, and there he was. And I ran to him, and his arms were wide open. And my friends, let me tell you, that hug, of all the hugs in the world, that was the best hug ever. You may think you've had some pretty good hugs in your lifetime. They don't compare. That was the perfect hug. Everything wrapped up in that hug. Absolute safety and security. Total relief. Love beyond all telling. There was power, strength in that hug. That perfect hug. Everything after that has been downhill. But that hug, I always remember that hug. And that hug is my image of the Good Shepherd. The relationship that Jesus has with us, that we have with Him. I know mine. Mine know me. He belongs to us. We belong to him. We are His. He is ours.